स्वामी प्रेम प्रयोजन दास जी जुड़ रहे हैं और इस बार वो अपना प्रवचन भारत महाराज के जीवन इतिहास पर है, जिसके बाद में हमारे जो भारत देश है उनका नाम उसके बाद में आया। तो आइए इनको हम स्वागत करते हैं। वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू यू स्वामी प्रेम प्रयोजन दास जी, थैंक यू फॉर जॉइनिंग अस ऑन वुमेन्स हिंदी रेडियो प्रोग्राम एंड इट्स ऑलवेज अ प्लेजर टू हैव यू ऑन आवर प्रोग्राम एज यू ब्रिंग टू दिस प्रोग्राम एंड टू माय लिसनर्स अ वेल्थ ऑफ नॉलेज सराउंडिंग भागवतम एंड कृष्णा एंड लाइफ हिस्ट्रीज ऑफ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पीपल इन आवर हिस्ट्री। सो थैंक यू सो मच एंड आई इट्स ओवर टू यू नाउ to start the beautiful story of the life history of Bharat Maharaj, after whom our motherland Bharat was named. Thank you.
Om Jnana Timarandhasa Jnana Nirasalakaya Chakshuran Nalitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. First of all, I bow down thousands of times and offer my heart like flower petals at the lotus feet of Mritual Master Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Ashtotara Satishmad Rupa Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. I bow down at the lotus feet of my Guru's Guru and his Guru and his Guru and all the great saints in the spiritual tradition of Bhakti. And I give my pranam also to all the reader, the listeners of this radio station. So today, I want to take this opportunity to describe about the history of Bharat Maharaj, after whom the holy land of India was called Bharat Bhumi. So many thousands of years ago, in Satyayuga, there was a king. His name was Rishabhdev, and he had 100 sons, of which the prominent one became the next king. His name was Bharat Maharaj. So Bharat Maharaj, he was the emperor, not only of India, but actually of the entire world. And he reigned in his kingdom with great fairness and honesty and brought prosperity to everyone. In those days, in Satyayuga, lifespan was very long. So when Bharat Maharaj was halfway through his life, which it was about 50,000 years, he decided, now I have performed the duties of this world, but every soul has taken birth to discover who am I and what is God. So now I should retire from my worldly duties and focus on the goal of life, self-realization and God-realization. So Bharat Maharaj, he at once left everything, just as a person leaves the toilet after passing stool. He walked away without any thought of return, and alone he went into the forest and began to chant his mantra and meditate upon God in a very pure and beautiful place in the forest on the bank of a river. So one day, while he was performing his meditation, a female deer came to the bank of the river and she was drinking water. Suddenly, a tiger appeared there and roared, and she became frightened. In order to escape from the tiger, she jumped into the river and she began to swim across and with great difficulty climbed out on the other side. However, when she got to the other side, she was in extreme distress and extremely traumatized and completely exhausted. Why? This doe, she had been pregnant. And when she jumped in the water, from the fright, she gave birth to a baby deer who fell into the water. And so when she came out on the other side, she was in such trauma that she just died. But just in the moment before that deer died, she looked with her beautiful eyes towards Bharat Maharaj, and by her eyes she begged him, please save my baby. So Bhat Maharaj, he was a very soft-hearted, kind person. So he got up from his meditation and he jumped into the water and he rescued the baby deer from the water. So now he had become the mother and father of this baby deer. This deer had no idea who is my real father or mother, only he took Bhat Maharaj to be everything. So Bhat Maharaj continued to perform his daily sadhana very strictly, but also he put some time aside to feed this baby deer. And when he used to meditate, the deer used to come and rub his arm with his wet nose and disturb him again and again. So Bharati was bound to pick up the baby deer and hold the deer in his lap while he was meditating. In this way, as days went by, he began to develop affection for the baby deer, and this turned into attachment. So when we develop attachments to this, to anything of this temporary material world, it takes our consciousness away from God. So after some time, even though meditating, he was sitting as if in meditation, but his mind was thinking, where is my deer? What is my deer doing? How my deer is growing and becoming strong and handsome? And in this way, his whole sadhana was gradually spoiled. So some years went by, and one day, the deer who had grown up saw a flock of deer walking through the forest. And seeing them, his instinct took over, and he just ran away and joined them. So after this, Bharati was looking in there and thinking, where's my deer? Where did my deer go? And he was crying. He'd become so attached. He was searching here and there, and he saw the footprints of the deer on the ground and said, oh, Mother Earth, what tapasya, what austerities have you performed that you have get the touch of the feet of my baby deer? Because it is said in the scriptures that any place which is marked with the hoofprints of a deer is suitable for the performance of yajna. So Mother Earth, you are very lucky. In this way, he became like a mad person due to his intense love that he developed for the deer. And as fate would have it, the last moment of his life came. And when he was about to die, he remembered that deer. Then what happened? Krishna has described in Bhagavad Gita, yam yam bhapisparam bhavam chadyatyante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kontiya sadatat bhava bhavitaha. Whatever state of mind you have in the last moment of your life, then your soul will be transferred to a corresponding existence. And therefore, Bharat Maharaj, because he had remembered a deer at the last moment of his life, in his next life, he took birth as a deer. This was a great disaster to lose the form, human form of life and fall down into the animal species. However, because of his hard austerities from the previous life, though his soul was in the body of a deer, remember his past life, and he was lamenting and thinking, oh, what happened? This is a great calamity. Now I shall be very determined and not be deviated again from my spiritual practices. So in the life of the deer, he did not socialize with the other deer, but he used to go and he used to wander very near the ashram of the sages. And he would listen to their kirtan and listen to their katha. Even in his own way, he performed tapasya, because the deer, they like to eat green leaves from the trees, but he would not eat the fresh green leaves from the trees. Rather, he would just take the dried leaves that had fallen onto the ground. In this way, very quickly his life in the body of a deer passed. And at the end of his life, he called out, oh Krishna, oh Bhagavan, I am your servant, please accept me. And at the end of his life, taking shelter of the Lord, he had the opportunity to take birth in a Brahmin family, in a priestly family. So in this life, in the now he's the third life, he decided, I will not become entangled in any kind of social discourse, which is a distraction from the goal of life. So he pretended to be completely deaf and completely dumb and completely foolish. So in this life, he's known by the name Jardabharat. So his father tried to educate him, tried to teach him mantras and do the duties of a Brahmin, but he acted like a fool, as if he were completely uneducatable. So he had many brothers, and his brothers, they used to tease him. And nearby the ashram, they had some crops growing in the field. So they used to give him the service. You should stay in this field at night and protect it, that it should not be attacked by any animals. And so they put him out in the field to do some very simple menial work. But Jagbharat, he was unconcerned, because he could be completely absorbed in prayer and meditation. So while he was sitting there one day, a group of dacoits, they wanted to make a human sacrifice to Kali. And so they had captured a person and they sacrificed him to Kali so that she would bless them, that their stealing and notorious criminal activities would be successful and they should not get caught. But however, their victim was fortunate enough to escape. And as they were searching for their victim to find him, they came across Jadabharat in the field. And they thought, oh, we cannot find this person, but this person will do. And they captured him, and they took him in front of Kali Ma, and beating drums and chanting mantras to Kali, the priest prepared, he raised the knife to sacrifice Jadabharat. But just then, Kali Ma herself, she broke out from the Vigraha. She broke out from the statue of Kali, which smashed into thousands of pieces, and she appeared along with many of her associates, and they cut off the heads of all the dacoits and killed them. Then Kali Ma, she folded her hands and she prayed to Bharat, oh, you are a pure devotee of Krishna, but you are cheating the whole world. You are hiding your true transcendental qualities. So please, be merciful and show yourself who you really are to the world for the benefit of everyone. And then Kali Ma disappeared. So then Jadabharat, he walked back out into the forest, and at that time, one king named Rahugan Maharaj, he was traveling on a palanquin, but one of his palanquin carriers became injured and they needed an extra person to carry the palanquin. So his soldiers, they got Jadabharat and they enlisted him as one of the palanquin carriers of King Rahugan. So Jadabharat, when he was walking, he was very careful not to step on any ants. So because of this, the palanquin began to, he was not in time with all the other carriers as they walked, so the palanquin was shaking. And the king said, hey, what are you doing? I'm the king, carry the palanquin properly. So they continued to walk, but again he was being very careful not to step on any insects. So the king was shaken in the palanquin again, so he got down and he said, you, who do you, I am the king and you are my subject, you have to obey me. Why can't you carry it properly? Is it because you have carried it so far? He said sarcastically, because he'd only just begun to carry. He said, maybe it's because you're so weak and thin. But Jadabharat was very strong and healthy. He said, look, if you don't carry it properly, I'll give you a punishment. So just then, Jadabharat said, actually, what you have said is true. I have not carried this palanquin far because I am not the doer of activities. I am Atma. I am only the Shakshi, the witness of this world. I am not involved in it. You have said that I am not fat or strong, and this is also true, because I am not this physical body. You have said that you are the king, and I am your subject. But these are 10 prepositions that take place according to the law of karma. And in another life, you may be the subject, and I may be king. But still, if you feel that you want to punish me, then you are welcome to do so. When the king heard these words of wisdom, he was astonished. He said, who are you? I was traveling to the ashram of Kapil Rishi. Are you that very Kapil Muni? Are you Havi Kavi Antariksha Prabhuda Pipalayan? Which of the great sages are you? So then, Jadabharat said, oh, do you know a king called Bharat Maharaj? Then Rahugan said, yes. Many, many years ago in my dynasty, there was a king called Bharat Maharaj, and he left his home and went to the forest to do sadhana, to attain perfection. And Jagdad said, oh, I was that very king. And then he described to Rahugan his life as Bhad Maharaj, then his life as a deer, and now he was Jadabharat. So the king, he fell on the ground and gave Dandavat Pranam. And he begged forgiveness. Oh, great sage, please forgive me and instruct me in transcendental knowledge. So then Bhad Maharaj explained to King Rahugan, Rahuganai tat tapasa na jati na chaitaya niryadva na chandara naiva jalagni surya bina mahatpada rajobishekam. Hey King Rahugan, you cannot attain perfection by tapasya, cannot attain perfection by studying the Vedas. You cannot attain perfection by performing yagyas and taking sannyas. You cannot attain perfection by the practice of mystic yoga or the performance of the duties in varnashram dharma. Because unless and until one will smear oneself with the foot dust of a great bhakta, a great devotee, then the illusion of this material world will never cease. So in this way, Bhad Maharaj glorified the power of bhakti yoga to Rahugan Maharaj. And Rahugan Maharaj, he became the disciple of Bhad Maharaj and attained perfection in his life. So we are very fortunate to hear the history of Bhad Maharaj because it has many valuable teachings for us. First of all, we should know that we are not this physical body, that one day our body will die and we'll have to go to a place, and we have no control over this. Everything depends on our karmas. Whatever one will remember at the last moment of life, one will go there. But in the last moment of life, if one has fear, the mind is out of control, any type of thought may come in the mind, and one may even lose the human form of life and go down into lower species. Therefore, it's essential that now, while we are alive, while we are young and healthy, that we apply our mind and intelligence in always chanting and remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's important that we receive mantra from a qualified guru in the line of pure bhakti and chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then, if we have passed our whole life absorbed in devotion to Krishna, then when the last moment comes, surely by Krishna's mercy we'll remember him and go from this world to Goloka Vrindavan, and in a beautiful spiritual form, engage in the loving stuff forever, then our life will be perfect. So in this way, we remember that Bharat Maharaj, Pandya was named, and his life, and his principles, and what he has taught by his own example, as being the very foundation of true civilization. True civilization is not based on sense gratification like animals, but a true civilization is based on understanding Atma, the soul, and Bhagavan, and their loving relationship. And society is meant to provide the environment for every soul to progress towards their perfection. So those who are really living and following the teachings of Bharat Maharaj, they're actually Bharatiya, they are really Indian. And those who are following the ways of sense gratification, they can never be called Indians, even if they are born in that country. So, my dear brothers and sisters, please chant the names of Krishna and be happy forever. If you would like to hear more Krishna Katha, you can hear audio and video of many beautiful katas of Bhagavatam on my website that is called experiencebhakti.com. Experiencebhakti.com. So, thank you very much for giving your time, and I hope to see you all again soon. Bolye Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai, Varasani Wali Ki Jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhesham.